Hi, this is Jeremy Perlman speaking to you on a recorded line in regards to the Depa Provera lawsuit. What is the name of the person I'm speaking with?
Janelle Walker. Sorry, Ms. Walker.
Is I have a Janelle Walker on the phone. No worries. I will take it from here. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You both have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Bye.
Hi, Janelle. I'll go over it again. My name is Jeremy Perlman. We're speaking on a recorded line in regards to the Depa Provera lawsuit. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depa Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm probably going to be asking you a bunch of redundant questions that you just went over with them. So sorry about that in advance. And
That's
then
fine.
You do not have an attorney assisting you in regards to this already, correct?
No, I haven't. Right.
And then you are willing to affirm you have not signed any documents in regards to this with an attorney to the Depa Provera lawsuit? You have not signed anything?
No. Yes, correct.
You're willing. Okay. Yes. All right. Thank you. And then you're filing this claim for yourself, I take it, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You are, of course, a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed as meningioma after taking Depa Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your roughly the date of diagnosis?
The day was my diagnosis was in June 2019.
Okay. Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
My date of birth is 11/30/1995. And I'm sorry, I'm thinking you said when did I start receiving the injection? But
no,
you
no,
said
yeah.
The
what
day
was the
I
date
was diagnosed.
With the meningioma.
Oh, yes. It was 2003. It was 2023 in September.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that.
No, you're good. No worries.
But I received it in June.
Yeah, I'll get to that one in here a second. I got it written down. Let me put it June. And then you said that was June of 2016?
No, it's June of 2019 when I was receiving.
First, yes. Use it. Okay, first, yes. Okay, I got that. Okay. And then do you know anybody else that was injured by the Depa Provera by chance? If not, no worries.
No.
Okay. And then you did consume the brand name injectable contraceptive Depa Provera?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then you did use Depa Provera for at least 1 year minimum, aka you got 4 injections or 1 every 3 months, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then I just have to restate the same, basically the same thing I asked you. Within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis of Depa Provera?
Yes.
All right. And then here's another one that's redundant. You used Depa Provera sometime between 1992 and today?
Yes.
Okay. And then the start date, first time you ever used Depa Provera, that would have been in 2019, you said?
Yes, it was around June in 2019.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
And then when did you stop using it?
I stopped using it in August. It was like 2023 of August when I completely stopped using it.
Okay, no worries. And then I know this is slightly redundant, or it is redundant. Can you confirm your gender for me?
My what? Gender?
Yes.
Oh, I'm a female.
Thank you. I know we're speaking about contraceptive and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I saw that.
No, this wasn't redundant because they didn't ask me this.
That one?
On
okay.
Last call, so
okay.
That one was a new one. That was new. That was new.
And then first name spelled G-A-N-E-L-L?
Yes.
And last name Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R?
Correct.
Do you have a middle name or middle initial?
I don't.
No? Okay. All right. And then here's another one. Are you a junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No.
Okay. Yeah. No. For ladies, it never is. And then, what is your social?
My social is 376-196434.
Okay. I'll repeat that to you at the end once I correct everyone, once I confirm everything. Email address is your first name, GANELLW@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then this is the best number to reach you on. 586-944-8893.
Yes, correct.
And then this is a cell phone, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And when the attorneys reach out to you in regards to, let's just say, to get case verification or anything like that, when would be the best time for them to reach out to you? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
Oh, morning.
Just morning, okay. I can put in the notes too if your specific day is better. And then what is your best physical address?
34741 LIPKE Street.
LIPKE.
I'm located in Clinton. Yes, LIPKE Street. I'm located in Clinton Township, Michigan. And my zip code is 48035.
Thank you. I do appreciate you spelling it like that, because sometimes people say it and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Clinton Township. Okay, I see it right here. C-L-I-N-T-O-N and then Township space, of course.
Yes.
No, and this is a house, no apartment or anything like that.
It's a townhome. So I have my own address.
But there's no numbers like for mail or anything associated. It'd just be 34741 Lipke.
Yep, it'd be just mine. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I just wanted to confirm. And then this one I'm pretty positive is redundant because I know they do ask you this. What is the diagnosing doctor's name? Or the hospital?
His name was Andrew Augustus.
A-G-U-S-T-U-S. And what city would he have been located in?
Roseville, Michigan.
Okay. Michigan. Oops, I didn't put doctor. There we go. I see one in Chesterfield. What was the name of the institution he was at?
He was at Carmanos Cancer Institute in Roseville.
Okay. I see. But do you know what street it was on?
Yes, it was on Utica Road.
Utica? Okay. U-T-I-C-A Road. Sorry, I'm just looking for it. I'll find it.
Yeah, I got the address as well.
Oh, you have it? Okay, yeah. Give me the address.
It was 30550 Utica Road, Roseville, Michigan, 48068.
I got it. Okay, I was spelling Carmanos wrong. That's why. Okay.
Sorry. I could have.
You're good. And then that was the facility name in Roseville. Let me put their address down. Thank you for having the addresses too, by the way.
Yeah, because when you said it the first time, I just looked it up really quick.
Yeah, no, I know. I know that they, when you speak to the people at Prime Legal, they ask you these. That's why I said I'm sorry about the redundancy.
Mm-hmm.
Then the diagnosing doctor's name, I have it right here. Andrew Augustus, right?
Yes.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Augusta.
Okay, I got it. A-G-O-S-T-A.
A-G-O. I was like, a ghost. Okay.
Okay. I got it. Yeah, I got it. And then you saw him. It was on Utica Road, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it shows him there. Okay. And no previous cancer diagnosis, is correct?
No. Okay.
And was the treating doctor the same as the diagnosing doctor?
Yes.
Okay. So it's Andrew. Okay. Dr. Andrew Augusta. And then do you remember who gave you the Depo-Provera, that doctor?
The doctor that gave me the Depo-Provera was Andrew Augusta.
Oh, he but also gave it to you?
The doctor that I went to after Andrew was Dr. Jonathan who gave me my, medication and my treatment.
For the meningioma? Okay.
For the, the diagnosis that I had Andrew.
Right, okay.
If you understand what I'm
saying. Yeah. So what was Dr. Jonathan, and he's at the same facility?
Yes.
Okay. So it was all done in the same.
So it was a different doctor. It was
just a different doctor, but it's the same. I got you. Yeah. It was all in Carmanos cancer, though.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I got you. All right. So prescribing Dr. Andrew then, right?
No, the prescribing doctor would be Jonathan. Andrew just was the one that diagnosed.
I see. Okay. And then Dr. Jonathan, what's his last name?
Dr. Jonathan Fellows. That's what's his name.
I got him.
Fellows was his last name.
Is he in Farmington
Hills? One that
Hills?
Was the one that gave me my treatment, basically. He gave me the medication. And
I see. He's the neurologist you saw. He's in Farmington Hills.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess,
I got him.
But he was at the Roseville location when I seen him.
Oh, you saw. Okay. Hold on. Roseville. Sorry about that. Okay. So he was also at Carmanos then, when you saw him.
Yeah.
I see. Sorry.
Yeah, I
I got confused by that.
That's okay. Yeah. Because it was two different doctors, I think. So I seen Andrew. He's the one that gave me the depot shot.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that, basically diagnosed me, but the Dr. Jonathan, he was the one that prescribed me with all, you know, he talked about it a little more and prescribed
right.
me
he's
with
he's
the
one that
medication.
You followed up with after the diagnosis.
Follow, yes,
yeah,
I followed
okay.
with him, basically. Yep, yep.
So he would be the one who prescribed you. I got you. Okay. Prescribed medications.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And he prescribed me everything I needed from that day on.
I am looking his name up. There he is. Let me put doctor in front. And then where did you fill prescriptions at? Is it just CVS, Walgreens?
No, I filled it at the hospital pharmacy.
Okay. All right. One second. Let me see their pharmacy. Pharmacy. It's just their in. Oh, I see. Yeah, it's their in-house pharmacy. So it's just Carmanos Pharmacy. Pharmacy
yeah,
at Carmanos yeah. Cancer Center. I see right here.
Yep. Yep. Right in the hospital.
There you go. Same address as them. I may just get the address out here, actually. Maybe sometimes they're a little different.
Yeah. But no, it's the same. It should be the same
yeah.
address.
Okay, I'll put the same same address. Cool. All right. Well, it's always funny to me because it'll be the same building and everything, and then the address is like, you know how this one's 3055. Oh, yeah, like one.
Yeah.
It'll end with a one or something. Let me get their number.
Yeah, at some hospitals. Yeah,
I'm out here in California, so Kaiser's like that a lot. They'll have like a big building, and then it'll have just three different addresses.
Different addresses to that one building, which it should just be that one address.
Yeah, it should just be 123 Main Street.
Different room number.
Yeah, yep, yeah, exactly. And then, of course, Carmanos Cancer Institute would have record of your medical records, correct? And the meningioma?
Yes, they have all my medical records, everything. Yep. So they should have everything, yes. Yep.
And then if you had to, you would be able to get them through the send them through mail or electronically. You won't have to. The lawyers will be able to get them. If you had to, you'd be able to send them.
If possible, yeah, yep. I can send them. But I have to go up there, but
no,
yeah,
you that's not. It's not going to be a thing. They're not. They'll be able to do it. That's the whole point of this. And
sure
then
you will just print them out for me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they just want to know that you can confirm there is a, they do exist basically. And then,
yeah.
Would you like to add an emergency contact?
I guess you could put my mom number.
Yeah. Does she live with you or not with you?
Oh, no, she don't live with
me,
though.
What's your mother's first name?
My mother's first name is Eletria, Electria.
Mm-hmm.
Last name is Walker.
Walker. And phone number?
And her phone number is 313-739-3732.
3732. And this is your mother. I'm going to leave the email blank for her. And then what is Electra's address?
Her address is 20639 Lockmore LOCHMOOR, Harper Woods, HARPER, WOODS, Michigan, 48225.
That's what's coming up for me. Yep. Okay. Thank you for spelling the street name as well, because I was going to go LOCK.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Harper Woods. Put an apostrophe there. Okay. And let me just confirm everything, like birth date, social, and basically every question we would have. I'm just going to quickly go over them just so I know everything's right. I'm going to send you a document. We'll complete that. And then the attorneys will basically reach out to you by Friday or Monday at the latest. Also give you my number if you don't hear from them. So,
okay.
So if we, yeah, let me go over this. And then you do not have an attorney in regards to this. You're willing and you affirmed you do not have an attorney or signed anything, correct?
Correct.
All right. And then we're filing the claim for yourself. You're a resident of the United States. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And then you were diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, correct?
Correct.
And then the date of that, the meningioma diagnosis would have been September of 2023?
Yes.
Okay. And then your date of birth, 11/30/1995?
Correct.
Okay. And then you consumed or were using the brand name injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera. That is yes. You did use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum, correct?
Yes.
All right. And then, of course, same question, just differently. Within 1 year, you used it at least 4 times, correct, the Depo-Provera?
Yes.
All right. Use it up to current day. You started using it 2019, around 6/1 of 2019, and we put August 1st, 2023 as the end date. Does that sound correct?
That's correct.
All right. And you, of course, are a female. First name, G-A-N-E-L-L. Last name, Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R. No middle initial or name, and not a first, second, junior, senior, anything like that. That is all correct?
That is correct.
Thank you. And then, is it okay if I repeat your social?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
3-376-19-6434.
That's correct.
Okay. And then email is your first name, GANELLW@gmail.com. This is the best number to reach you on?
Yes.
Okay. And then address of 34741 Lipke, Lipke Street in Clinton Township, Michigan, 40835.
48035.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Sometimes I do that where I read the second. I don't know why I do that. I had 48085.
Yeah, 48035. Yes.
Yes. Thank you. I'm so sorry. And then
that's okay. No, that's fine.
Diagnosing doctor was Andrea Agosta, A-G-O-S-T-A, at Carmanos Cancer Institute in Roseville. And they are on 30550 Utica Road. I almost did it again. And that is correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then he was also the treating doctor. And then the doctor that treated you after and wrote you the prescriptions was Dr. Jonathan Fellows at Carmanos Cancer Institute. Same address and everything. And then the pharmacy you went to is the pharmacy there.
Yes.
Okay. And then, of course, I just asked you, the medical records, they do exist. And then the emergency contact is your mother, E-L-E-C-T-R-I-A, last name Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R, phone number of 313-739-3732, and address of 20639 Lockmore, L-O-C-H-M-O-O-R, Street in Harper, H-A-R-P-E-R Woods, sorry, Harper Woods, Michigan, 48225.
That's correct.
Okay. All right, and then I'm going to send you the text right now. 1 second. And then it will say my name, Jeremy Perlman, wants to send you a DocuSign.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get that text, I think you just got it right now. You're just going to want to click on that link. When that link opens up, you want to say yes or allow for consent, and then you'll have the yellow continue or the yellow start, and that will take you in the document. You've done DocuSign before, I'm pretty sure, correct?
Yes.
That's why. So let me know once you if you need help doing it. Just open it now. It takes like a minute, and then that gives permission to the lawyers to reach out to you. So, And then I will send you a text once I see you complete it. One second. Yeah, I see you're in it. You're good. And this is the best number to reach, again, just to confirm, 586-944-8893.
That's correct.
Okay. I like confirming everything a bunch just so I don't have to, if anything was wrong on there, I'd have to reach back out to you, and we'd have to not do everything over again, but have to redo the paperwork. So
yeah,
I'd rather get
I understand
done,
that.
Yeah.
Get it right the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm. In the same way.
Yep. I was telling that to somebody earlier that I'm sorry, you know, because we could do it in 5 or 10 minutes, but I'm concerned that I might mess up. So,
and you want all the stuff correct the first time around because it saves a lot of
It saves
time.
You a headache. It saves you the headache.
Yeah.
If something's wrong, then the paperwork doesn't go to the attorney. Then it comes back to me, and then I have to basically call you back to do, let's just say I spelled your
redo
first name.
The whole,
yeah, just yeah. Because if you were a junior, let's just say you're a male and you were a junior and I didn't put junior, I'd have to call you back or missed an apartment number or something minimal. But so I always feel like I always feel bad because then the person's waiting for a call from the attorney and they're not, you know, so. And then I just texted you from my direct number. And then that is the name of the firm. That's my direct number. So if you don't hear from them by next week, please call me. And then I'll get an update and see what's going on. And then that's their number. If you don't hear from me, you can always give them a call. I'm not sure if they'll call you from an 888 number or that 909 number, but it's A4D is the law firm's name. They are a very good firm in regards to this. But yeah, that would be all. If you do have any questions or you don't, like I said, you don't hear from them in a week, please could give me a call back on that 949 number. And then besides that, Ms. Walker, I do appreciate your time. I would say you have
That's
a very
awesome.
Strong case in regards to this. So just let me, basically they're going to call you. It's going to be redundant again. They're going to confirm what happened, what year, stuff like that. And then from there they'll be able to start, but it should be only take about 2 minutes at them because everything's correct. So, thank you. And you have a wonderful day.
Okay. And, just to confirm that the document is signed, cause I did just do that right now. And I just want to make sure that.
Yeah. I got my computer. I have a thing set so it won't let me text that message until it is completed. And I hold on though, I'll check it though. I'll open it. Hold on.
Yeah, because you know how these phones are.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. Yep. Your signature. And then first name Gannell, correct?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Yeah. All this is right. So you are good. If anything if something is a problem, I will call you back, of course, from that 949 number, but I don't think I'll be reaching out because it should be good to go. All right.
Alrighty, sounds good. You have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day as well. And then, like I said, they should call you the next...
Is it nice in California? I'm sorry, is it nice there?
I would say it's cold, but I know I have family in Ohio, and you're in Michigan, so I know it's saying it's cold here. It's like, so you know, it's 45 today, which is cold for California.
Oh,
but...
that is so nice for us here.
I know. Well, that's not a nice day.
But
I know. It's not a great day, but like sometimes it's 60 over here, and people say it's cold, and I'm like, oh, my family in Ohio is like... freezing or whatever. But
yeah.
What's the weather? How's it out there?
Well, right now it's kind of cold and it's pretty cold.
Is it snowing at all?
It did do a little raining and some little icy stuff like on the roads, but I think we kind of good now. We're getting through. We're getting through the winter. It might not be too bad this year.
No, Michigan's. It's cold up there. Michigan, my family's in Cleveland. Oh, it's cold. And then that's why I'm blessed to be out here. My dad moved out here when he was around my age, like 30. So, but yeah, I would say if you ever get the chance to, have you been to Los Angeles before?
I actually have. My grandma used to live there and now she's in Las Vegas. So I'm going to visit her in Las Vegas now. But
I would say
Vegas. She did live there.
Vegas is
so.
More fun than out here.
Yeah, she likes it better. So hey,
it's lower cost of living there. It's nice out
hot.
There.
It was scorching hot.
Yeah,
that summer.
That's the one. That's the one bad part about Vegas.
I don't know about California. Yeah.
No, California doesn't get that humidity like Vegas. Because if you stay by the coast,
but
like LA,
it's like drier in California. I feel like it's like dry.
Nothing like Vegas. Vegas is that I don't know. It's.
But
I guess you're right.
I haven't
went
to Vegas yet.
Oh, you got
okay. More
Vegas is hotter than Cali. Way hotter, but it
you
is so,
so?
But the whole time you're there, you're going from casino to casino, if you're, you know what I mean? So you're not really outside. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But anyways, if you do have questions, please call me back. But yeah.
All right. You have
thank
a
you
great
so much
day.
For your time. No, thank you so much for your time.
No problem.
You have a wonderful day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.